The Guardian looks at sort of popular opinion every month. We've been tracking it. Labour is on 27%, which is pretty bad. They're stuck back where they've been for the last 3 or 4 months in Guardian polls. Tories are now on 41%. That's a bit up for them. They'll be very happy to be above 40. They haven't really been above 40 in any poll since the expenses crisis. Not a great lead, but 14-point lead is pretty solid. Lib Dems on 20%. And they'll be happy with that.
One thing which we've heard the parties arguing about again and again, and we'll continue to do so until the election and beyond, is spending. Now, how is that sort of playing itself out in public opinion?
Well, this is one of those issues that's dominated politics at Westminster. Over the last week or so, we've had people talk about Afghanistan and Andy Coulson and things. So it's gone out of the news for the last few days, but I think it's about to come back. What it shows is that Gordon Brown is losing the battle on spending. There's a debate inside Labour, there's a debate inside the Tories. Should people boast about cuts, say they're really going to be tough in government, or should they kind of hide what they're planning to do? Labour has emphasised investment. They've said if you vote Labour, you'll get spending, you'll get good services. Tories say, we can't afford it, there's no money. If you vote Tory, you'll get cuts. The poll shows public back cuts. Almost twice as many people think there should be cuts as there should be increased spending at the moment. Even Labour voters, I think 55% of Labour voters think this is the moment for cuts. So Gordon Brown will be a bit worried by that.
Well, one of the big government projects that may face the axe is Trident nuclear programme. What do the public think about that?
Yes, we asked about Trident. It's a question various people have polled on, but normally when they've asked a polling question, they've asked, should we replace Trident or just keep nuclear weapons? This month we asked, should you replace Trident? We didn't mention the cost of it. That can sometimes distort the figure. Just said, should we replace it or should we get rid of nuclear weapons altogether? And for the first time, a majority of people in Britain want to scrap nuclear weapons. Even 40% of Tories think we should get rid of nuclear weapons, most Labour voters, most Lib Dems. So the mood has really shifted against Trident. And I guess there's two reasons for that. One is people don't see nuclear weapons as a way of defending themselves. It's not much use in Afghanistan. It's not much use against terrorism anywhere. They don't really fear Russia at the moment. The other is just the cost. I think people don't think we can afford Trident, and if they're looking for cuts, that's an obvious one to come for.
Now, the whole phone hacking scandal that The Guardian splashed with towards the end of last week, of course, does affect parties, because Andy Coulson, the former editor of The News of the World, is David Cameron's director of communications. What do the public think about that?
Well, first of all, just given the Tory lead is extended, it clearly hasn't damaged Cameron too much. He'll be quite pleased, gone up in the polls, not down in the polls, after all the coverage he got at the end of last week. But on Coulson himself, most people think he should go. How much they know about Coulson, of course, is open to question. But 60-65% of people think Coulson should leave. Even a majority of Tories, or at least more Tories, think he should go than should stay. So he's certainly not popular. And maybe Cameron's called that
wrong.